Warning, we got your feedback about our little April Fool's prank. Some of you got a little salty, so we may have to clean it up to meet our standards. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Way, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, April 16th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
Florida Man loves him some Olive Garden.
Florida Man takes a golf cart out for a drunken spin.
Florida woman's roommate gets confiscated.
And a Florida woman is a crazy cat lady.
Plus, another Florida Man food fight, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more. So it's April 16th. That makes it our trailerversary.
Our what?
Our trailerversary.
What the hell is a trailerversary?
So before we started actually recording the show last year, I made a trailer for it to reserve our spot on iTunes and everywhere. And so I made a trailer. And you can still listen to that if you haven't already. It's in the feed. It's the first thing. Just scroll down all the way to the end or the beginning, I guess. So it doesn't actually have us on it. It's got a bunch of like headlines just to kind of give you the idea of our subject matter. But it was released before we started recording the show. So I'm making us a new one.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I've gone back and I've selected some of the best clips, I think.
Okay.
So you can listen to that. That should be up in the feed now if you haven't listened to it already. Yeah, our new updated trailer is live.
So you talk about a trailer like a movie trailer?
Mm-hmm. Just like a little two-minute like preview of what our show's about.
All right. So we got... All right. So we finished up with the best place in Florida.
Yes.
The keys won
hands down. Yeah.
So what's our next thing?
Do we have to do another thing?
We don't have to. I mean, we've always done one.
Well, we mentioned we wanted to do like a send us your Florida man stories that aren't from Florida.
Right.
So we've got so many of those that I was thinking we could do like a whole mini episode every week and just do like a second show.
Well, now we have two shows.
Well, no, it's the same show. Just a little extra for people.
All right. So if we're going to do two shows, we got to start talking about my compensation.
That's not any extra work for you.
That's not the point. The point is that's not the point. That's not the point. So we got to renegotiate my contract then.
All right. You mean negotiate your initial contract?
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah, whatever that goes. I'm sorry. So everybody, I have been under the weather for almost 10 days now. So if I sound a little sniffly or start coughing here about, I do apologize, but I cannot kick this shit.
I'll cut out the snorts. So
I have not. So the first, when I first got sick, it was a cross between bubonic plague, scarlet fever with a touch of radiation poisoning. That's the best I can describe it.
Did you get the flu?
I don't know.
Because that's what the flu feels like.
So after then that kind of cleared up, now I got this cough lingering and I can't kick that and sinus issues. So now I've reverted back to just straight up poisoning. And the list of suspects is long but distinguished of people who would want me gone. So,
okay.
So far you're still on the list.
On the list of people who would want you gone?
Oh, you're a suspect. Yeah. You are a suspect. You're still a suspect. I hadn't cleared you yet.
Okay.
And we'll work about that later.
In my defense, you're more than 50% of the good part of this show. So if I want to keep doing the Florida men, I want to keep you healthy.
So it'd be Florida man. Mm-hmm. At
that point. Yeah.
Fair enough. So we got coming up, fast forward, we'll be in Daytona right after this breaks.
In a week and a half, well, no, a week and a day for me, a week and 2 days for you from when this episode comes out. Yeah, we're going to be up in Daytona for... Jeep Beach, where we hang out with lots of other people who have the same stupid hobby that we do.
It's basically a four-day vacation.
Five-day. Depending on when you get there.
True. It was so bad one time. Yeah, I've learned through the years that I do not come back on Sunday.
No. That was what we were talking about.
That was a horrible mistake. I did it for 3 years. I ain't doing it again.
No, you got to...
I'm a slow learner, but it... Yeah.
Sunday is the day where you just hang out at the beach and
sober relax. Up and then, yeah, and relax and just chill a little bit and...
Switch to beer.
Yeah.
To come down slowly.
alternated with a water here and there.
Gatorade.
Yeah. There's been many shenanigans at 2 and 3 in the morning at the bar, outside the outside bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
With toys and things we've bought at the Speedway at Daytona. Like, very, very bright LED lights that may or may not have been shined in
people's hotel rooms.
I can either confirm nor deny that.
Yeah, many, many wives and girlfriends have been angered.
Yep.
But overall,
so we're gonna do a little meetup or something there. Yeah, if anybody's in the area.
Yeah, we'll post up. I'm not sure what day we're gonna have available, but we'll post on Facebook and Twitter if we're gonna.
We'll find a little restaurant somewhere.
Yeah. You can just come out and see us if you're in the Daytona area or want to drive to the Daytona area. We've got a lot of listeners in Daytona, Orlando, that area. So,
all right. Sweet.
Yeah. Next week. Look for it. Look for us like the 25th through the 28th. We'll have something going on.
So if somebody does approach us at let's say we establish said restaurant, bar area, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do video. So how will people recognize and know that? This is Joel and Phil from the Florida Men Podcast.
Look for the old fat guys.
In Daytona.
Yeah. I was going to say look for the old fat guys with the Jeeps parked out front, but that's not going to work that way either. That's not
going to work inside. No. All right. We'll come up with something. Odds are very, very good. I'll have a do-rag on.
True.
That's mine.
I'll probably have a Detroit Tigers hat on. But talking about Florida stuff going on, did you see that 17-foot python they caught in the Everglades?
No.
140 pounds. they tagged a male python with a radio receiver and tracked it to find this 17-foot female python that had yet to lay its 73 eggs that it had inside of it. 73 eggs. They killed it and they counted the eggs inside.
Damn.
Yeah. So yeah, they
so one snake can make 73 more
in if one, they all survive. At one time. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So this one horny male snake allowed Fish and Wildlife to take out 74 potential snakes.
That's not counting the 74 that she's given birth to over the last 10 years.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, 17-foot python, that's not a baby. Yeah.
Oh, the joys of South Florida.
Yep. Don't go in the Everglades empty-handed.
No.
What else we got going on? Oh, the T-shirt design contest thing?
Yeah.
I'm not doing so hot.
You're not?
No. Heather sold 6, and I have sold 2.
And those were to you and your brother, right?
No, just to my brother. He was.
Oh,
I didn't count mine. So if we counted mine, I've sold 4.
You're not.
Okay,
not count yours.
No. So
she's gonna kick your ass.
No, but if you want a Florida Man T-shirt, they are available at floridamanpodcast.com/shop.
Yeah, and I even she even sent me a note that she was a little want to know if your brother got a little sassy with her. Was talking some smack about her. A few little comments on the side.
Mm-hmm.
She was ready to whoop a bitch. I think that was her exact words, not mine.
Whoop a bitch.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, you're up in Indiana, Heather, and he's in Michigan, so
knock yourself out.
Yeah.
By the way, he is a quite large man, so you might you might want to rethink that.
He won't hit a woman, though.
We're talking about Heather, though. We're gonna need you to cut that out.
Oh no, I'm leaving that shit in right there. She could be mad at you for a while. You just stepped in it, buddy.
Oh no, I didn't take it. Okay. I ain't scared of her. So she's coming in May. We got to go over and see her.
Okay. Yeah.
Her and her new husband.
Mm-hmm. As long as he doesn't.
As opposed to the old husband, which I don't think she has, but.
All right. You got anything to promote this week?
Not yet. Very, very, very close.
I know you got some
very, irons very in the fire. Close.
Okay. Well, listeners, keep
very close.
Subscribe so you can hear when Phil's got something to actually promote. But, you know, I'm going to be at the True Crime Podcast Festival on July 13th in Chicago. Phil, have you decided if you're going?
No, I ain't going.
Okay. Well,
I wasn't invited.
You have been invited more than several times. And I am doing a road trip. My wife decided that we're going to make
Oh, she's going with you now?
She's going with me, and we're doing a family road trip. We're going to go up to Chicago a couple days early, so I might do a meet and greet on the 12th or the 11th, depending on when we get there.
Okay.
And then we're going to go over to one of the neighboring states and visit her family after that. So,
mm-hmm.
So
she wouldn't let you out on her own, huh?
Apparently not. But
I thought this was a solo trip. I thought this was a... How'd she weasel her way in?
My daughter didn't get into the program that she was going to have a event that same week. So now she's free for that week.
All right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so if you want to go to the True Crime Podcast Festival in Chicago, early bird pricing for tickets is available only until April 20th, which is this Saturday. So get in on that now before the rates go up. And that is at TCPF2019. That's TCPF for True Crime Podcast Festival 2019.
How many people are registered for this thing?
I have no idea.
Are we talking like 25 or are we talking like 2,500?
There are at least 25. I think there's like 30 or 40 shows that are going to be there.
Hmm.
So, I mean, if it's only the podcasters that show up, it's going to be at least, 25, 30, 40 people.
Huh.
So,
all right.
It might be big. I don't know. This is their first year doing it. So we'll see.
Okay.
The other things I want to promote, trivia. I do trivia on Wednesday nights for the Trivia Factory at the Brass Tap in Naples, Wednesday nights from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. And on Thursdays, I do the Geeks Who Drink pub quiz at Fancy Southern Cafe in Fort Myers. That's from 7 to 9 on Thursday nights. Both of those are free to play, and you can win food and drinks and gift cards and have a lot of fun, have a good time, listen to good music.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, play trivia.
Story number one, Florida man arrested after shoveling spaghetti in his mouth while drunk and shirtless at the Olive Garden. A drunk, shirtless Naples man was arrested at an Olive Garden Sunday after shoveling spaghetti into his mouth. Now, define shoveling. We got fork and are we talking double fisted? Are we getting both?
No. No utensils.
Hmm?
No utensils.
Really?
Really. He was going animal style.
Oh, Lord. The police were called at an Olive Garden at 1565 Fifth South Street because 32-year-old Ben Paglet was causing a disturbance, according to police report.
Now, I have been to this Olive Garden.
You have?
Several times, yeah. This was, for the longest time, that was the only Olive Garden in the area when I lived down in Naples.
Oh.
And so, yeah, that'd be like our, birthday dinner place we would go as our family. So yeah, it's an Olive Garden. Yeah.
Okay.
Almost Italian food.
Police found Paglet sitting on a bench near the front door, shirtless and shoving spaghetti into his mouth with his hands. A strong smell of alcohol came from him as well.
No kidding.
According to police report, Paglet was asking people for money as they walked up to the door. He then threatened a restaurant employee who asked him to stop, saying, "I could beat your ass." When the employee went back inside to call the police, Paglet followed him in and asked the employee loudly what kind of genitals he has.
Hey, boy, you got a dick?
What kind? How many kinds are there?
Well, I know of at least two.
On a man?
Well, you don't know.
When he was placed in handcuffs, Paglet began twisting his body and kicking his legs. After police... please tell me they tased him. After police arrested Paglet and helped him into the back of the police car, Paglet started smashing his forehead into the metal cage of the car's partition. Did he chew up the seats or shit on the car, seats?
I don't think so, no.
Paglet was charged with disorderly intoxication and resisting an officer without violence.
How is that without violence if he's smashing his head into the...
I don't know. I guess is with violence if he attacks the police officer.
I mean, he was kicking his legs. That's violent. But I guess they were taking it easy on him.
He was later transported to Naples Jail Center.
You know he just had spaghetti sauce smeared all over him, too.
Nasty. With no shirt.
Yep.
Short pants, probably.
Oh, obviously, yeah.
I'm thinking no shoes. Sitting at the front, on the bench at the front door, shoveling spaghetti in, asking for money.
Mm-hmm. But, dude.
That's classy. Do you think Naples, down? And a lot of people think Naples is the ritzy part of the west coast of Florida.
Not this part of Naples.
Not that part of Naples.
No, this is just past the really nice part. It's on the way to the
way to the good part.
Yeah, it's basically right between the hood and the good part. So, yeah. You cross 41, you're in the hood.
You're in the hood?
Yeah. You go down 41, probably about a mile and a half, you're in the nice, nice part of Naples. Story number two. Florida man caught driving drunk with five bottles of Fireball in his golf cart. I believe you sent this one in, Phil. Does that sound familiar to you?
I think I forwarded it to you. It may have come from someone else, though, from work. I'm not sure.
I think we heard several times about this one. I know my wife sent it to me, but I told her that she was late and wasn't the first one to send it in, so she doesn't get credit. A Florida man was more than three times over the legal limit while driving a golf cart on a road in the Villages. Development Thursday evening, the Sumter County Sheriff's Office said.
Now, the Villages, that's the community, the retirement community thing, right?
Yes, basically. That's where all the old people from up north come to retire and drink and drive on your golf carts. This is not the first drunk driving story we've done from the Villages. This is not even the first drunk driving on a golf cart story. The other one was a woman who wanted to get an extension on when she could leave the state because she had a cruise booked.
That's it, yeah.
Deputies said they were called shortly before 7:45 p.m. Got started early. After a passerby saw Dean Hooks, age 45, nodding off while waiting at a red light.
Wait, he's at a red light in a golf cart?
He's at a red light in a golf cart, and he's only 45. That's only like a year older than me. I'm getting old, I guess. Hooks seemed groggy. His eyes were watery and bloodshot. He smelled of alcohol, and he had difficulty answering simple questions, including when he was asked for his name, investigators said. If you're so fucked up, you don't know what your name is.
Day Hooks. They call me DH.
Deputies. For short. They said he became very defensive when he was asked for his address and his date of birth. Deputies said Hooks told them he does not normally wear glasses, but he had a pair of glasses hanging from his shirt.
These aren't mine.
I'm holding them for a friend.
Yeah.
They said an opened 1.75-liter bottle of Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey and four miniature bottles of the liquor were discovered on a seat beside Hooks.
Yeah, don't try to hide them. Don't put them in the little thing. No, just put them right there on the seat.
I bet he had them seat belted in, too, at least the big one. Investigators said Hooks provided two breath samples, which registered alcohol concentrations of 0.285.
Good Lord.
0.2.
Holy shit.
And 0.292. The legal limit in Florida is 0.08. So those are both.
That is more. 30% of his blood is alcohol.
No. 0.3%.
Oh, 0.3%. Well, yeah. That's what I do.
But 0.4 is enough to pretty much kill you. So he was over triple the legal limit.
Damn.
And three quarters of the way to being dead. Deputies said Hooks read the DUI citation and refused to sign it. Something tells me he didn't really read it.
Yeah, he didn't know where to sign.
Yeah, so he faced an additional charge. Hooks was booked into the Sumter County Detention Center on charges of driving under the influence and resisting an officer. An arrest report said Hooks was previously convicted in 2000 of driving under the influence in Maitland.
So if you get busted for a DUI in a golf cart, does that mean you lose your golf cart license?
He was probably driving the golf cart because he didn't have a driver's license anymore. Although 2000, that was. He might have had time to get it back.
I think he'd be that. I didn't know you could have golf carts on the. I guess maybe you can on the streets in
the Villages. They've got like an extra lane on the side of the road just for golf carts because there's so many of them that just ride their golf carts around the community.
Really?
Yeah.
Story number three: Florida woman gets macaque taken away. You motherfucker. All right, a Florida woman is accused of having a rhesus macaque as a pet. I can't even read this story. According to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, the FWC says 70-year-old Ruth Gordon of Volusia County was not licensed to have a monkey as a pet.
She didn't have a macaque license.
Where do you go to apply for that? I'm here for macaque license. Sorry, that's back behind the screen over in the corner right there. Come this way, please. FWC officer said the cage the rhesus macaque was in did not meet the standards required for a cage.
So, So was it a tiny cage?
We have standards for cages now.
Was it that the cage was too tiny, or was her macaque just so big?
I guess the macaque wouldn't fit in the cage. About a dollar for... Yeah, I wouldn't have no money. All right. The monkey appeared to be healthy, according to the FWC.
It was a clean macaque.
Yeah. Gordon's house did not meet the standards to keep the monkey as a pet, according to investigators.
So it did not meet the standards for a monkey, yet it met the standards for a person.
That monkeys have higher... Okay. Investigators said the suspect got the animal from a wildlife dealer who did not have a permit to sell a rhesus macaque.
I mean, I've been saying for years, if you want to sell macaque, it shouldn't be illegal. They should just regulate it and tax it.
That's called prostitution. I'm not getting... You practiced on the dad jokes, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
The wildlife report revealed Gordon put the macaque in a small dog crate during the night to sleep.
That's not right, because, you know, your macaque needs to be free at night. It needs to get some fresh air. You can't keep it all bundled up. It'll get too hot.
You know, it was about
the macaque breathe.
All right. Investigators said the suspect got the animal from a Tampa primate dealer for $5,000 in 2017, who did not have a permit to sell a rhesus macaque. Gordon surrendered ownership of the exotic animal on March the 5th, and it was taken to a licensed facility.
$5,000 is an expensive macaque. You can usually get macaque on the street for a lot cheaper than
that. I would, first question comes to mind is, how do you know that? Second of all, I seriously?
Craigslist.
You cruise Craigslist to see how much cock is going for?
No, monkeys.
She was given a citation for illegal possession of a Class 2 wildlife.
I would like to know...
Where do you go to get your cock classified as a Class 2?
How is it... What's on the Class 1 list? I know, what's on Class 3? I know.
How does your macaque have to be on a Class 1?
Is that a gorilla? Orangutan?
Wonk. Yep, that's a Class 1.
Oh, we had a trivia question this week. The category was changing a letter in a movie title to make it a completely different film. So we would describe a movie and then add one little detail that was different. And the question was something about it was a movie where a giant ape climbed up the Empire State Building and swatted down planes with its giant manhood. So you just change one letter, and the answer was King Dong.
King Dong.
Yeah, instead of King Kong.
And King Dong is a movie?
And I had to read this in front of a room of parents and their kids. The families with the kids got the answer right.
King Dong.
King Dong.
What have we learned from this, Joel? I have learned that there are classes for macaque.
I've learned that if you want to get macaque in Tampa, it's going to cost you $5,000. And you need a permit.
And you need a permit, yes.
And you have to keep it in a big cage.
In a cage bigger than for a small dog.
Yes. Food fight! All right, we're back to our Florida man food fight. Once again, Florida man or woman has been throwing food at others. And this week, the title of the article is Florida woman uses can of soup to scare off carjacker. A mother wielded a can of soup to frighten off a carjacker Tuesday who tried to take her SUV with her 2-year-old son still inside after the suspect crashed a stolen car outside a neighborhood convenience store. The suspect and another man were inside a stolen convertible Mercedes-Benz when it crashed head-on shortly after noon with a large delivery truck at the corner of Center Avenue and 6th Street.
Now, where is this?
Yeah, it's in Daytona.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The car thief, who was driving, jumped out of the stolen car and tried to take the woman's SUV. The woman, who declined to identify herself to the media, had stopped at the store as the child's father went inside to buy some cigarettes. That's when the crash happened and the Mercedes caught on fire. The passenger in the stolen car was knocked out unconscious as the vehicle caught fire. The father rushed back into the store to get a fire extinguisher, and the mother went to get her son out of the SUV, which was parked near the stolen burning car. That's when the driver of the stolen car tried to get into her SUV as she grabbed a can of Progresso home-style soup and yelled at him to get away. So the man ran off.
But wait now.
So
the passenger. So he left his buddy. He or she left her. Left the buddy there.
Yeah, he left his. Okay, so mom, dad, and son are parked at the convenience store.
Right.
Got to go in to get cigarettes.
All right, I'm with you so far.
Dad goes in to get cigarettes. Meanwhile, there's a delivery truck out there, and these two idiots in the stolen Mercedes crash into the delivery truck.
Okay.
Mercedes catches on fire. Driver gets out, tries to go steal this woman's SUV because she got out to get her son out because the car next to her is on fire. So she threatens him with a can of soup.
And it worked.
It worked, yeah. Police and a helicopter were looking for the thief, but had not yet arrested him. The passenger was taken to the hospital for treatment and would face charges, said Holly Hill Police Chief Stephen Aldrich. The passenger of the stolen car was identified as Antonio Harper, age 22, of Jacksonville. Officers found a concealed stolen gun on Harper, Aldrich said.
Fantastic.
Harper was already facing charges from a March 14th arrest in which Daytona Beach police said he had a .380 caliber pistol stolen out of a New Smyrna beach with him. Harper was among the people arrested that day after police checked on a parked car at Joe Harris Park when they spotted one of the men with marijuana, a report states. Someone had tried to file the number off the gun, but it was still readable, police said. In that case, Harper was charged with grand theft of a firearm, carrying a concealed firearm, and possession of an altered firearm.
The trifecta.
Yeah, the driver of the delivery truck was unharmed and declined treatment. The Mercedes had been stolen out of Daytona Beach shores on Monday. Aldrich said police were not chasing the suspects at the time of the crash.
Good Lord. So the Progresso soup grabs the soup, threatens it to throw it at him, and he jumps and runs.
Yep.
And it worked.
It worked.
Those were big cans.
Well, his buddy had the gun, so he couldn't, like, pull the gun on her and say...
Those Progresso soups are big cans.
They are. They're not the ones where you have to add water.
No, it's straight up. Yeah,
there's a straight stuff. So, yeah, they got to be bigger. So, I was thinking when we're in Daytona next week, we can go do a tour of all the Daytona places we've talked about.
You know, as exciting as that sounds, Joel, and as much... No.
Well, I did a little research, and... there's like three of them. They're like within 1 mile of each other. So we need to, because we got to stop at the Supercock. Remember that the giant pink rooster.
Yeah,
we got to stop there, and we got to stop at the Last Chance Bar, which is where the girl who is the bartender decked one of her patrons because he was complaining about her being in the bathroom too long.
Yeah,
yeah, we got to go stop at least those two places.
I'll go to the bar. Oh, I got a problem with that.
That I know. I just said the magic word, didn't I?
All right, yeah, I'm in. All right, story number five. Florida woman stalks lover's ex, threatens her with cancer.
Something tells me she can't really follow up on that threat.
Damn. A 33-year-old woman is accused of using Instagram and Twitter to cyberstalk and threaten her boyfriend's ex-girlfriend.
As they do.
Deputies said the victim traveled to a Volusia County Sheriff's Office substation in DeBary on March the 20th to report Carolyn Rico Ospina?
Sure.
Ospina, because she feared for her safety and that of her family.
This is another story out of Volusia County.
Quote, "I hope you die a painful, slow death," Rico Ospina is alleged to have said. "I hope your family watches. I hope your mother enjoys when we burn both of you together. Or should we just show up at your grandfather's in Tampa?" Unquote.
She's feisty. Something tells me.
Damn.
He's going to regret if he ever breaks up with her.
The alleged victim declined to discuss the incident with Channel 9 and asked not to be identified.
Yeah.
She said her popular workout and fitness videos have garnered thousands of followers on social media. Quote, "I will bury you alive and let a cancer eat your entire family," she is accused of saying.
That's harsh.
How are you going to let a cancer eat your entire family? Rico Ospina threatened to ruin the victim's career and post nude photographs of her on social media because she owed her money.
Oh, so here, I see what's going on. The new girlfriend found nudies of the old girlfriend on the boyfriend's phone.
Really?
And now she's, instead of taking it out on the boyfriend for not putting them in a secret folder that they can't find,
password protected on a virtual drive.
Not that we would do anything like that.
I know nothing about that.
So she's taking it on the ex-girlfriend instead, because it's her fault that he kept the pictures and didn't delete them after the breakup.
Quote, thought I would never do it. No, thought I would never. Yeah, I was right. Thought I would never do it. You Russian explicit. She is accused of saying, quote, how about your naked pictures with your hairy blank on the net?
Something tells me, here, I'll read it with the.
I'm going to read it the way it should be written.
Yeah, there you go.
Thought I'd never do it, you Russian cunt. She is accused of saying, how about your naked pictures with your hairy pussy on the net?
There you go. That's got to be what she said.
Classy.
Rico Espina was arrested on charges of threats and extortion and aggravated stalking.
Aggravated stalking. Not just regular stalking.
Aggravated.
The cancer is what did it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let cancer eat your family up. You can't follow through on that threat. That is an empty threat.
How about your naked pictures with your hairy pussy on the net? Damn. That's classy.
She's feisty.
Now, Volusia's where?
Daytona.
Yeah. Daytona.
Exactly. Yeah, we're... Maybe we're running into her in...
I hope not. I hope not.
All right, our last story tonight. Florida woman pulls gun to defend her right to feed stray cats. Florida woman is in jail after police say she pulled a gun on another woman who complained about her feeding stray cats in an Orange County neighborhood. Lisa Saunders, age 55, is charged with aggravated assault with a firearm and remains in jail on a $10,000 bond, according to court records. Saunders was arrested after reportedly threatening another woman who had repeatedly complained to police and the Orange County Animal Control Department about Saunders. The victim told authorities she saw Saunders park her car in the neighborhood and leave cat food out on the sidewalk. When the woman confronted Saunders and asked her to stop feeding the cats because it was attracting sick cats, Saunders replied by pulling out a handgun from her vehicle and saying, quote, don't fuck with me, unquote, authorities said. Authorities said Saunders then got back into her vehicle and drove away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over feeding stray cats.
Yeah. Don't fuck with me.
Now, before I finish up this story, so my daughter, for one of her Girl Scout projects that she did, she actually... was working with a group that feeds stray cats, and they don't just feed them. They trap the cats, and then they had a veterinarian that they work with to spay and neuter these cats so they didn't reproduce.
Right.
So the feral cat populations at least would stay at the same size. They wouldn't grow.
All right.
But yeah, they would feed them too to, I guess, I don't know, keep them from eating birds.
I don't know, but
anyways, the women in this group, they had this Facebook page that they organized things to. There are some crazy bitches in that group. My daughter and my wife were both on that, and they would show me these posts that these women would make, and it's just like, oh my God. They ended up just leaving it because there was too much crazy going on there.
Damn.
Yeah. Women get really, especially old single women, get really crazy about these feral cats. They're their babies, even though they don't let you touch them or come near you. They'll just wait for you to bring the food, and they'll stand there and they'll watch you until you go back to your car and leave, and then they'll come eat the food.
Oh.
And cats are smarter than, because, you know, they've gotten caught at least once, because they would catch them and then in the trap, and then they would.
You know, stand. A lot about this, Joel. This is frightening.
I do. Well, like I said, it was my daughter's project for Girl Scouts. So she did a lot of research and did some work on it, and she got an award for it.
Okay.
So I had to pay attention because I'm a good dad.
Okay.
Police said the victim told them Saunders had been feeding the cats for the past few months, and she was worried children in the neighborhood would get scabies from the sick animals. Do you get scabies from cats?
I don't even know what scabies is.
I think it's rabies.
Oh, is
that
it?
You get. Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
According to police, Animal Control Services tried to trap the sick cats, but was unable to because Saunders would feed the cats away from the traps. All right, so she's not playing by the rules is the problem. The victim identified Saunders as someone who delivered pizza for a local Domino's.
Fantastic.
The Domino's store manager confirmed her identity and said she has been feeding stray cats for the past 2 years. She was taken into custody and booked into the Orange County Jail on April 4th.
What charges? What were the charges?
Aggravated assault with a firearm.
Oh.
Yeah. Her sounds like her boss didn't really care, care to keep her on.
You can take her. Here she is. Yeah, please.
There's her address. Give
me a favor. That's less paperwork for me. All right, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. And April sent us this message. She said, you guys are hilarious. Love the show. My friend Kelly and I listen regularly. We look forward to it. And good job on the April Fool's switch. You got us. Cheers with Tito's, of course.
And I'm enjoying a nice nice Tito's and cranberry juice today.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just finished my Diet Mountain Dew. So
yep.
Good thing the show's almost over. Mary sent us this email. She said, the subject line was switcheroo, and her message was, please don't do it again. It was stupid. I didn't listen to whatever shit you uploaded in place of Florida Men. Why would I? I tuned in for you, not some other bullshit.
Thank you, Mary. My sentiments exactly.
Well, we actually got a lot of extra downloads last week, and it was, you know, to just introduce some people to our show, and they introduced us to their audience. So,
well, Mary didn't like it, so don't do it again.
Mary didn't like it, so I can't promise.
I like Mary.
I can't promise we won't do it again, but we don't do it. We didn't do it in place of our episode. That's the thing. They got our regular episode on Tuesday like normal. It was just an extra.
Okay.
So we wanted to do a little extra thing for our listeners, and maybe we'll do a little extra something this week too.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
And we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally, and they are Colin, Koneth, Erica, Heather, Jessica, Katie, Matt, Paradise After Dark Podcast, Roxanne, Stephanie, The Hidden Staircase Podcast, and Travis.
Why is Koneth still capitalized?
Because I copy and paste, and that's how he's got it typed in.
Just asking.
I just copy and paste from Patreon every week.
Koneth, would you please send him another email so he can copy and paste your name without the caps in it?
Koneth, do what you want to do. Jesus, you don't have to change Christ. It. It's just Phil that can see this. So
this program is provided. It pisses me off.
Because one word is capitalized?
Yes. It's sloppy. We have standards here. We have standards.
We?
Think classy, you'll be classy. Bull Durham taught us that.
Who wants to be classy? We're Florida men. Florida men ain't classy.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. Tracy, you can kiss my ass.
Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida Man.
Warning, we got your feedback about our little April Fool's plank. Bleh.
No deleting.
I'm cutting this shit out.
That's bullshit. You need to leave that in. That's just wrong.
Mm. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it pegged him.
Stop clicking on the damn thing.
Excuse me. Sorry.
You all right?
Yeah.
So we need to stop before we do this. I don't know what...
Macaque?
Macaque is.
It's a monkey. It's like a rhesus monkey.
Okay. Rhesus macaque.
Yep.
Okay. All right, story number three. You're going to edit the part out where I had to ask you how to say that word.
That's, and then, that's going in the
You're going to edit that piece out, and now here I am. After macaque gets in the way.